repentance. So, you see, God cannot commit to do what we do. We live in what we should do. You see, this going to is so important to God. Only these people can do it. Number one, why would they go and borrow? If you look at verse 3, he said, God granted them favor. The people didn't say, what if we asked them and they didn't give it to us? He said, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. So that people who have been with you for like 430 years, they be your slaves and all of that, and they are coming for you to go borrow gold and silver. They were specific, they didn't ask for wood. This gold was necessary to build God a house where they were going. Praise the Lord. You know, when they got to the wilderness, they misused the gold. You remember Aaron fashioning it? You know, that was a very sad moment. So this morning, we live off what God will do, and we learn what we must do. You know what I'm saying? Let's lift our hands to God and thank Him for everything. Put everything together and say, God, we are standing here only because in many ways. You call us.
Oh,
very possible. Two or three years ago, the last one we had was 3 years ago. Declare your mountain. Holy God, please have your seat in His presence. And welcome to God's house. Nothing benefits a person better than his preparation. Marriages fail a lot because there was no preparation. Anything failing, trace the preparation to me. But if there be an interpreter, one among a thousand, who will show man his uprightness, his right standing, what is his own, what belongs to him that is for his advantage, he will say, I found a ransom. And the flesh that was worrying and wearing off will be returned as if it is the flesh of a newborn baby. If there be What must we do as we go to camp? Exodus chapter 11, verse 1. Moses didn't know what God would do. But God said, this one, one more plague. But he cannot phantom what that plague will be. Because God didn't disclose it now yet. He said, but you know what? It will be the one that will say, no, shall we? Just carry on, go. Prior to this time, he had like did all kind of unwanted negotiation with Moses. At first he said, okay, leave men and children, you go. You men go. When you after you do what you're right, what you can do, you're gonna come back. Then I will say, oh, okay, I'm not gonna go with them, we're gonna go with our children. And you put forth all kind of you say, okay, go. I say, okay, you're not going again. Lighthouse. But God said, this last one. Lighthouse, don't joke with God last one, amen. You know, God is. If you know we are too small to think, we are too small. I had a situation during the weekend. I was figuring how God will take care of the situation. And in the past, I just make it okay. This is what God did in the past. You know the way. You see, because God did something one way before, you know, don't lock him there, because it's not like that. It's not like that. He told David at one point. David said, "Should we go down and fight?" God said, "Don't go." Then soon after that, he said, "Okay, you go now." You know, you don't know what has changed between those two periods. And you see, you will take your eye away from the Lord and put your eye on the way he does things, the last time he does it, you know. So that's how people build idols. So that they will have embraced the work of God, excluding God. You can't do that. You should never base your expectation on the formula God used the last time. If you do that, you may miss him. Then you have built an altar around what he did and not who did it. When God now did it, it was beyond my expectation. Where your brain can't take you. And that's what happened here. You know why Moses will not go to Egypt? Because he killed somebody. Hallelujah. Now, that's the same thing what I was going to happen here. He would never have thought that the same thing he did and he fled for, God would do it and he would let them flee. You got the hand clap. That's God. for you. God doesn't want us to take things into our hands. If you do what God would have done, you will be wrong. Did you catch that? Yeah, you will be wrong. He told, and I'm preparing us. The first thing God wants us to do is empty ourselves. You see, come to you. Let's go to camp to learn. I am myself. I have no, the only expectation I have is to meet God. Because it's a unique time to spend long time with God. 365 days in a year. And it took less than 3 days, man. Because the only full day we had is Friday. We'll go there Thursday night. We'll have been drunk, have our business from Monday till we arrive there. Then by Saturday afternoon, God's time is ended. So, I mean, he gave us 365 and less than 3 days. But you can't estimate what that 3 days will do for you. Please, I beg you, only open yourself to possibilities. Praise the Lord. Because, Lighthouse, God is not a man. Come with a prepared heart to find him. Number two. Acts chapter 18. Sharpen your horns. Thank you. I remember when I was sitting for the CPA exam. I didn't know they used pencil to write the exam here. It was foreign to me. So they gave me pencil and paper. And we sat down. Then I was worried. I heard where I meet the invigilator. They just know that I'm not from here straight away. I went to meet the invigilator. I said, I forgot what the proctor or something like that they call it. The proctor. I said, you think he was very. He laughed. He said, no, that's the person with you. I said, person, somebody will raise it. Then nobody will raise it. You know, in Africa. Good thing. After you write your exam finished, somebody can erase what you wrote and say, you didn't write anything. I was shocked. I said, this is what we used to write both essay and because it was pencil and paper, it wasn't computerized. I said, this is what we used to write everything. He said, that's all you need. But you need to sharpen your arm. Let us, as we go to camp, sharpen your hands. Capacity for retention. Let nothing be missed, but let us. I read that Acts chapter 16. They put it on the board to him again. This is where Reverend Rachel was sitting. This one was sitting here. I think either way, both of them were here that day, I remember. Is this camp where we ran for? Because it was for camp they came. We are not in camp yet. And he saw how not he said it was a Wednesday because they came on Wednesday, camp was on Thursday. And the word came. And where he sat, he wrote 8 pages, he said, and published a book from it, from this house. That's what we got. Keep going, Ankara. Try, if we have that book, go and read his forward note to it. It's to God. God is the one doing everything. Nobody can do God's work. It's God doing his work. But he said something which is of note to us. He said, we thank God that we're able to create an environment where the word of God can be conceived. Lighthouse, You are not going to remember everything. But you can make a book from one thing. My prayer is that we'll be sharpened. Let's go quickly to Acts chapter 18. I shared briefly with us the story of Apollos and the detriment of being fervent in spirit, but not learned in soul. It can be very devastating. See what the Bible says here. Verse 24. It says, and a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man, and what? Mighty in scriptures, came to Ephesus. That he was mighty in scriptures, he could quote it, but he could not interpret it accurately. We'll see that in the next verse. See what the Bible says here. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord. Look at the next item about his profile. And being what? And there's nothing wrong with that. Except if the soul cannot match up, then there is a problem. He spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing how many things? If any alarm to blow. And I like just saying, wow. Why? Because there's some people in the congregation who could mark him. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Prisca had heard, they could note his deficiency. Even though he was famine. Can I tell you the secret? Okay? You see, the Holy Spirit is not oppressive. You can tell him, shh, first of all, don't say anything like that. You can subject him. That's why the Bible says the spirit of the prophet. Yeah. He's not going to arrogate himself. It's Satan that goes there. Satan can take over the mouth of a person to be talking. He's a thief and a robber. And he's the one that comes through the window. But he that comes through the door is the shepherd of the sheep. He will want you to grant him permit to perform. And that's why we must yield to the Holy Spirit. It can be knocking on your door and we can ignore it. But see what happened here. Who, when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them. Somebody who was mighty in scriptures. And they expanded unto him what? More what?
Perfectly.
The product of it was what is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Became dexterous. Look at the last verse of that scripture. Bible says it was very convincing to the Jews and proved that Jesus is Christ indeed. Look how it says. For he mightily convinced the Jews. Let's give Jesus a hand. After they put him aside and they educated him, what? He gained more grace and was more impactful. You know, can I tell you a secret? It's a very unhealthy thing to be marked down. Well, it's profitable though. Can you imagine if Aquila and Priscilla were not there? He will have raised after his type. Did you catch that? He will raise a band of people. Sharpen your horns. Number three. Be thirsty. Jesus said, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. You see, it's thirst that can extract what Pastor Odojo extracted from multitude of words here that day. I think his spirit was very spongy. Was just, and the moment the spirit can latch on something new, not because he hadn't read that scripture before, but there's a revelation. There was a portal that was open. Can I tell you a secret like that? What changes a person is the word revealed. Until the word is revealed, can have effect. Be thirsty. Isaiah chapter 55. Because God told the children of Israel, do this. Go and borrow. And you see, it takes courage to do that, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, some a servant telling his boss to borrow me gold, you walk in over the gold. She said, what do you want to, what do you know called gold? Where did you hear that from, by the way? Oh God, you see, if God tells you to go get something, it will yield for you. Isaiah 55 from verse 1. Only those who are thirsty look for water. Have you left?
Yes.
Only those who are thirsty look for water. My prayer is that we will be thirsty. In Matthew chapter 5, that was God on the Beatitudes. Jesus said, blessed is a blessing to thirst for things of God. He said, blessed. He said, blessed are those who thirst and hunger. He said, oh, everyone that thirsts, come to the waters. So today, we have to say, Lord, give me thirst for your word. You know what shocks me about the doing of the Lord is that two people can sit side by side and it will rain so, I don't want to use so bad, so good that this person will be wet. This other person will be wondering, why are you shaking like this now? I remember that the Jew said, when he knew about it again, he said, God said, he said, ah, has he come beside as we are here? But why did he say that? When, did I miss something when he showed up? And how did he say it? How did you hear it? And I'm standing next to you. And does it speak so soft? God can yell at the heart of the hear of the person standing next to you, and he won't touch you. He won't disturb you. Let's put it that way. Let's put it as a gentleman. Oh, will we all hear you? Thank you, Sister Funke. God bless you. You know, this is what I want like us to become. Where we gather, one has a song. You see, if it's spiritual, not carnal, like the church in Corinthians, you know, they were just, everybody was doing it. If it's spiritual, we deliver good. For spiritual things that, you know, and it will edify. It will build, it will add to what we are doing. It will not deflate the atmosphere. Please, by all means, when we come to meetings, you know, yeah, sure. But like the spiritual, and like God and Paul wrote to the Galatian church and to the Corinthian church, be decent. I mean, you know, we don't have to prophesy. I mean, if you want to, it's okay. By the third month, you are listening to say, I can imagine somebody say, don't say the Lord, why can't you say like my sister? He became rowdy and disorderly. That's where that word, let everything be done, he said. By all means. You know, we came here, welcome, mommy, our sister's mom, confirm your word. I remember the daughter was at the he gave her the word, a prophecy about the building. She was, the rest is history today. Let's keep Jesus in hand. Let's go put something in your heart. Be bold, be courageous. If it's about the spirit, it will witness for itself. Don't say, let me say, we don't do that here. Be testy. Come ye to the waters, he that hath no money. Come ye buy and eat. You see that word buy there? And he also already told you you don't have money. So that's like, you want to embarrass me? I don't have money. You said no money, then buy. So what are you saying? Spiritual transactions are different. Let us see here, spiritual, because the truth is that, you see, there's a purchase required. Praise God. Yeah, man. There's nothing of value. If you give gold to anybody who has no value for it, you mess it up. It's a spiritual transaction. That's the buying or the purchase of it. So that when you get to camp, the sobriety, the focus you give to at the word, the discipline, knowing that this time is going fast. You're only here for less than 36 hours. Am I correct? Or about 36 hours, right? 36 hours is 1.5 days. 24 hours in one day plus 12, that's 36. So we are there. Yeah, about 36 hours. May our generation value spiritual things in Jesus' name. Many years ago, we went to LA. At that time, they used to have the region conventions from state to state. All of it, they used to be Dallas. And then we have workers meeting, pastors meeting, all of that from state to state. So this year, it was in LA. The children were young then, so I alone went. This is not coming with me. 9,000. We thank God for that Jesus' life. You know, I thank God. He worked. That he worked. When we got to that meeting, it was supposed to be from Thursday to Saturday, just like we go for convention. And he told us, he said, from signing in, you are muted. Till the share decrease on Saturday. From signing in, everybody was on silent mode. Because he was worried that we speak away what we learn. But by the time the meeting finished, I did it. Oh my God. Those who came when the notice was not given without Macobari. Just close your mouth and move. Whether you think I'm in trouble, you will hear later. Everybody muted. That's the only one time. I don't know whether he did it any other time. But that was a concern in his heart. And he didn't want things that are shared to fizzle out. He said, don't greet anybody. When my meeting closes, don't say shaitin was here. Are you? Don't say ashana. We're not going to be the same thing, okay? I don't let anything. It's going to be heavy. If you know the preparation God has been bringing about this, you see, I can. You know, like you can foretell if it's going to rain, right? Yeah, you can foretell if it's going to rain. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's the word by there. There must be something you exchange for what you are looking for. It won't come with money. It may come with focus. It may come with discipline. It may come with meditation. It may come with listening attentively. Acts chapter 10. Don't go to camp thinking they will serve us on a platter of, oh, you have come. Okay, this is your own. No. You must purchase it. You must purchase it. Pastor, don't you purchase it? I thank God for his life. He can reap money from that royalty for life. The book is on Google. On Amazon, I'm sorry. Verse 44. Acts 10:44. Now, he didn't tell us how many people were present. He only told us those to whom the Holy Spirit answered. Did you catch it? He didn't tell us the Holy Spirit fell on all of them. Let's stand up and pray. He only said the Holy Spirit fell on them. Hallelujah. So there's a population that was extracted. The Holy Ghost fell on them which heard. Here am I, worship. Take my heart. Take my heart. Nothing else we do. Nothing else will do. Hey Lord. You alone I want thee to be worshipped and adored. Here is my heart. I will worship you. Take my heart, take my heart, Lord. I will worship you. Here is my heart, Lord. I will worship you. I will worship you. Take my heart, take my heart. Nothing else will do. You alone are worthy to be worshipped and adored. There is my heart. Thank you. last 1 minute remaining on this pastor. I don't know, just talk to God. Here's my heart, Daddy. Here's my heart. This is my son. Give me your heart. Father, Lakush Kaba, Leku Kalus Kutomi Kaba, Leka Kuskene Kasoda Kaba, Farakus Kaba, Kadokus Kaba, Kade. Father, prepare us for your visitation. Let us shakabra. Tons of fire. Holy Spirit, on the earth. You know the hunger. I will say, and start for the rest of them. Father, let everything sitting on me, sitting on anyone, sitting on us that is near your spirit, take them out completely. Let your spirit be that which sits. Let that be the one that will bear his weight, Papa. We will not bear no other weight but the weight of your spirit. Let Roshanda Kalo, Padi Katarki Kalo. Jesus said, my burden is light and my yoke is easy. Father, nothing will we bear no weight but the weight of the Holy Ghost. Let Roshara Baba, thank you for tomorrow. Thank you for day after. Thank you for Wednesday, and thank you, Lord, for the opening of the gates of Thursday. Thank you, Lord, for the cities that will grant us there. We are praying at the prayer line. We said, Lord, let the angels be our hosts and hostesses there. Let them check us in the name of Jesus. Let them direct us where to go. Let them organize the meetings. Let them declare the word of the Lord. Let them push us to every place. Let them be the one that will discharge us from the place. Lord, we thank you. We give you glory and we give you honor. Father, till you have your field, Lord, cause us to be under your the strength of this presence. You have your fear. You are satisfied. Let your body be on the outside the cloud. Thank you, Daddy. With all the glory to you. Trinity Retreat Center. Receive the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. We make that environment clean, clear, supportive in every respect. Every hostess, everybody be everything there. Let them be walking, expressing the spirit. Let nothing be heard or said by your spirit, Daddy. There will be miracles unasked for. You just discover this situation is no longer existing. That's what God told us. He said, making progress without noise, triumphing without noise. You just discover you moved and you didn't hear vroom. We return all the glory to you, Daddy. In Jesus, thank you, Lord, because you will do more than we can describe or expect. Have your feel, Daddy. Let fortune come out of this meeting.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, you know, like Pastor, but we don't make fortune out of that damn meeting a year. I mean, you know, yeah, and I thank God for his life. That's explainable to your people. That's not our motivation, but I'm just saying that there will be things that the future we hold that will come out of this meeting in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Papa. Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So please don't forget.